So we're finishing up until the Mishnah here. So the first thing it says that if it's a Yir She'ein Bal Beis Din, so if the closest city is Yir She'ein Bal Beis Din, then it doesn't, you don't do it. You don't measure to it. It doesn't do the Egla Rufa. Right? If it's near an Yir She'ein Bal Beis Din, lo you modim, lo you orfim. So it says, the Mishnah says, to be inan ziknei ha'yir v'laka, because the whole process is to the ziknei ha'yir. Right, it's a process which is performed to the Zikne Yair, by the Zikne Yair. Right, they measure the close city, and then the Zikne Yair go doing so and so, you know, do the whole process. And if there are no Zikne Yair, so then how could you have the Egla Rufa? Right, it's not the city, it's the Zikne Yair. Zikne Yair is Bezdin. Right, so therefore it doesn't apply by that kind of a city. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, fine. So you need a Bezdin. But then the question is, but let's say the closest city doesn't have a Beis Din. So then what do you do? So I mean it would be, so no one does it. But the maskana is, no. It's a limud, a riboy, ziknei ha'ir. It's an extra ziknei ha'ir to teach you that even then the closest city which has a Beis Din then does it. Okay? If you know of a Beis Din, if there is no, the closest city doesn't have a Beis Din, so you just measure it to the closest cities that do have Beis Dins. And you go to that one. Right. So the question was, what's Avmin, what's Maskana? So yeah, okay, so I'm thinking similar to what you're just saying. I'm basically the same idea. That the question is, what's the role, what's the halach of Bezdin? So according to the Avmin, so the Ira Krova is chayiv in, the closest city is chayiv in Egla Rufa, but it's the chayiv is on the Ziknei Ha'ir. So if there are no Ziknei Ha'ir, then there can't be the chayiv. So that's it. So now they only go to another city. The other city is near Krova. So therefore it's Batu, it's not Egla Rufa. Right? It's like the Mechayiv is Egla Krova, but it's a Chiyiv on the Zakenim. If the Egla Krova doesn't have Zakenim, then simply there's no institution Egla Rufa. Why? But another city has nothing to do with it. They're not the Egla Krova. So Kamash Malan, that in the framework of Egla Rufa, an ear means an ear Shiesh Bal Beis Din. Okay, and there's an ear, that's what an ear means. There's an idea of a city, of like a few people living together, like a little, you know, family compound or whatever, but then there's an idea of an ear, a certain measure of a city, that it's like a city with courts. It's a city with judges, with justice. It's a certain measure of the civilization, of the fact of the development of the ear. And it's an ear Shiesh Bal Beis Din, which is Chayev in... Which is an ear vis-a-vis the framework of Egla Rufa. It doesn't just mean any ear. Ear doesn't just mean, you always have to define, what do you mean by an ear? Is an ear 10 people sitting, you know, living together? So it says, no, the shear of the ear, an ear is an ear Shiesh Bal Beis Din. Because the whole idea is, I mean, you get into why. I mean, on the surface, first of all, because they're the ones who bring it, the Beis Din brings it, and also because they're the ones, the idea is that the Beis Din, like, are the ones who are supposed to be responsible to make sure that the people are safe. It says, like, they have to make sure a guy is fed and a guy is escorted on the roads. And they're the ones whose responsibility of their shmiras nefesh is on a year and on the Beis Zignei year. So the whole institution here of Egla Rufa is talking to the year and to the year and the Zignei year. That's why they're the ones who bring the kapara, who are involved in the whole seder of Egla Rufa. And Yir She'ein Bal Beis Din is not really in the parsha of Shmiras HaNefesh, in the parsha of making sure he's safe. I mean, it's too small of a thing. There's no one to organize, to orchestrate these kinds of things. Just a little family living together in the middle of nowhere, that's not an Yir. So the idea of Yir in the framework of Rufa is Yir She'ein Bal Beis Din. So that's the case. When it says the Yir HaKrova, it means the Yir She'ein Bal Beis Din HaKrova. It's not just any Yir, the closest Yir. It's the closest responsible city. Closest city which has responsibility for these matters. The closest city which has leaders. That's the framework. That's the ear that's involved in the institution of Egla Rufa. It's not just a gathering of a small gathering of people. I mean, I don't know if this is exactly lines up, but there's a halacha that every city has to have a Beis Din. I think the city has to have 120 people. And then it's chayiv in a Beis Din. So you see, there is an idea of a size of a city, it's chayiv in a Beis Din. Certain size of a city. Less than that, it is not enough or whatever. I think it's not high. I think that's what it is. We're sidetracking. Gemara is above Basra Chalkim on base. So it says, the Mishnah starts, Nipol HaNimsa B'Sil Chamishan Amah Aryu Shabala Shovach. So a Nipol is a gozal, which means it's like a pigeon. Turtle, pigeon, I don't know. It's a kind of a bird. you find the bird within 50 amos of a bird coop, right, of a shovach. I'm sorry, yeah, right. Then you say it belongs to the owner of the pigeon coop, the bird coop, the guy of the birdhouse. Because you figure that's how much their range is. That's their range. Okay. Chutz mechamishma ama harusham also. If it's more than 50 amas away from any shovach, then it's just it's like an aveda, and whoever finds it gets it. Okay. Nimtza bein shtei shovchos. If it's between two birdhouses, two shovachs, korov lezeh shelo, korov lezeh shelo. Whoever's closest to this guy, he gets it. This guy, he gets it. Mechza al mechza, if it's exactly in the between, shneim yachloku, then they split it. Okay, they split, I guess, the value or whatever, right? Good? So far, so good. Any problems? Okay. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rov v'karov, holchanach harov. Okay, if there's a conflict between Rov and Karov, closer or majority, we go after the majority. Even though both principles, Rov and Karov, are deraisa, afilochi ruva adef, still Rov is better. Okay, what's it talking about? Rashi. Rov v'karov. In ba'davar l'faneinu, if some matter comes before us, v'yeshbo la'halech achar rov, and you could determine the matter using Rov, v'hu kach, and it will be A, choice A, v'im te'lech bo achar karov, eino kach, but if you go by the closer thing, then it will be B, Halacha charov, b'acharov, you go up to the majority. The alpha go up to Shavayot deoraisa. Ruba deoraisa, l'chsev acharav matos. Rov is a deoraisa principle, because it's acharav matos. The korva deoraisa, and going by closeness is a deoraisa also. L'chsev ayahir akrova. Right? It's the closest city. Still, alpha go up to, right? Still, you go by rov. Rov is more important. So it's saying is, it's proving from Egal Rufa that that you use korva, closeness, to determine, as a determinant of a question. Okay? So the saying is, if you have a question which can be resolved through two methods, one is using korva, one is using rov, so then rov is a better principle. Okay? It's a very funny question, you know? Like, it's open-ended. When you have rov and you have a korva, like, what's the case exactly? Okay, so the Gemara, let's see the Gemara. So it says, Mesa Rabbi Zera, so Zera is a kasha, v'alya yira korva elechalo, v'afagav di grechriti din fishamina. So you go by the closest city, by Egla Rufa, even though there's another city which is more people, Rashi, shirachogim menu, gishagidol menu, rovam. So there are more people. Let's say you have two cities, by Egla Rufa. One is closer, but the other one has more people, more inhabitants. Right? So the saying is if you go by rov, right, I guess rov would mean what? Rov sounds like it means where'd the killer come from, or who killed him. So you'll say there's a majority of the people are from that city, a minority of the people are from the other city. So if you go by rov, you should say the killer came from the majority city. But if you go by korva, closeness, then you'll say the killer came from the closer city. But what is it? What does the Torah say? You go by korva. So apparently korva is greater than rov. So this contradicts the Gemara's principle, which says Rov is better than Rov, than Korva. So the Gemara says, Bidaleka. Right, so there is no closer, so there is no city which is bigger. Rashi, Bidaleka Rechokum, Yishikdol Mimenu, Elikul and Shavos. There's no city, there's no larger city, which is further than it. Right, all the cities which are around it are smaller or are equal size. So they're all equal size, so you can't go by rov as a determinant. So that's why you go by closeness. But in Echonami, if they were close, a bigger city, then you'd go by the bigger. So the Gemara says, Lezel Basir Wadalma. So what do you mean there's no bigger city? I mean, there's a whole world out there. So what do you mean there's no bigger city out there? I mean, there's got to be a bigger city somewhere out there. I mean, the whole world is included. So it says, no, Be'ashev is Be'en Haram. It's amongst the mountains. So I guess the saying is, the other cities are cut off from the other side of the, from this place. Rashi, so the killers don't come over the mountains. It just doesn't work that way. Killers come from the area, the surrounding area, within mountains. So therefore, if it's talking about a case where there's all the cities within the mountains within range are basically equal size. Then it's saying, as you go by closer, but in Echlami, it seems for this Gemara at this point, that if you had a city which had more people, then you'd go by that. You wouldn't go by the closest one. Sounds crazy, right? Right? I mean, it looks like it's done. Okay. Wow. This is a really interesting question. It's like so open-ended. So what does it say? Look at this now. 1 second. Tosas says like this. Tosas v'delaka. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger sent us this Tosas. It says, Tema, dehacha mashma, de taima de yara krova, mevi aglarufa, mishum, mitocha korva, muchach, shemisham ba'horik. It's clear from this Gemara that why are you going by the closest city? Because you're trying to figure out where the killer came from. That's what you're trying to figure out. So the closer the one, he came from the closer city or from the large majority, and he's trying to use these principles to figure out where the murderer came from. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. Ubisota, but in Sota Tanya, Minayin Shem Nimsa Samach Liyar Shein Ba Bezin, Shemanicha Nosa Shein Ba Bezin, Volchon Liyar Achar Sheish Ba Bezin. So in our Gemara in Sota, which we just did, it says that if you have two cities, if you have the closest city doesn't have a bezin, you go to the closest one which does have a bezin. Right? So why don't you say that, look, it's closest to the city which doesn't have a bezin? So that's where the mace came from. It came from that city. So who cares if the other city has a bezin, whatever. If the whole idea of Krova is because that's where the murderer came from, so then who cares if there's no bezin there? See, if like we were learning that the idea of the closest city is it's a city is responsible because they are the Bezdin, they should have been watching, prowling the roads and all that stuff. So then you could say, it doesn't matter where the guy came from. The point is the city that doesn't have a Bezdin has no responsibility. The city that does have a Bezdin has to prowl the area all around their city and make sure everything's safe. Right, so if you say that it's based upon which bezin is responsible, then it goes by Yerusha bezin is the only bezin of a city which is recognized. But if, like this Gemara implies, that it's just trying to figure out where the killer came from, so then what's the difference if it doesn't have a bezin? That doesn't make any sense to say that it's only Yerusha bezin. The killer's only killer come from Yerusha bezin, right? So Tosas is saying it's like a steer between sugyas, because if you learn this other sugya and sota the way we're learning it, so there's nothing to do with rov. What do you even say rov? Rov has nothing to do with it. What's the conflict? The krova or a rov? Majority. Which city has more people? Who cares which city has more people? There's nothing to do with which city has more people. As long as you have a bezin, that's it. Okay, those more people have anything to do with it. The point is, which city's closest? And they're the ones who have responsibility for to take care of this place. Right? You hear the question? Tosus is Beosheves Bein Aharim, right? It says when it's around the city, right? When it's surrounded by mountains. So since it's surrounded by mountains, you don't count in cities which are around it. So it says, Yom Tomar, V'amayitzrich Krab, B'sof Perek Meruba, Dein Yushalayim Mevi Eglarufa. Okay, because there's a pasuk which teaches you that Yushalayim doesn't bring Eglarufa. Okay, for whatever reason, because it's not involved in the Nachala. So he says, V'afu Yadduchsev Yushalayim Harim Savivla. Right, even though there are mountains around it, so you'll say there are mountains around it, so therefore if the mace dies in its vicinity, you'll say they're the closest city, so maybe you think it's Chayev, so therefore you say you need a pasuk to exclude them. So he says, but Yerushalayim, even though there are mountains, people come into Yerushalayim all the time. All the time people are coming in, even over the mountains. So therefore, even if you had a mace which is in Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim may be the closest city to the mace, but there's certainly majority of people elsewhere, people from outsiders who come into town. So therefore, what do you need to pasuk this good Yerushalayim? Just say it's pasuk that Yerushalayim doesn't bring a rufa because the majority of people are from out of Yerushalayim. So who needs the pasuk to exclude it? You see, Tosfos is really taking this seriously, this Gemara, that it really means the closest city is because we're assuming that the mace came from there, that the killer came from there, and therefore the majority of people, if you could have a better explanation that the killer came from somewhere else, because there are majority of people elsewhere, of potential killers elsewhere, then you really go by that. And therefore Yerushalayim, you'd go by you'd say, look, probably the killer came from out of Yerushalayim, because how many people are in Yerushalayim, and how many people are there in the world who come to Yerushalayim? So it's got to be more from outside. So what is Tosfos' answer? You'll see, the answer he really takes seriously. He says, Yerushalayim ha'shalim, mekom ha'shalo ha'yurigim lava, rak b'nei Yerushalayim. It's talking about if the murder was in a place where only b'nei Yerushalayim go to. It's not a very touristy kind of a place. It's a part of Yerushalayim which no one goes to. The only people who go there are b'nei Yerushalayim. Because he's saying is, even though they're mountains, they go over the mountains, but they come over the mountains for a very specific purpose, to go to the main place. They're not going to little small villages. So you don't come and travel all the way to Yerushalayim to go to some small little town. It doesn't go there. No one goes there. But in a Hanami, if you found it in Yerushalayim itself, there would be no Havamina that you'd bring Agalei Rufa. Inami b'mei Chizkiyah shekal Yisrael lo hayusham v'lo yubal neskara. It's talking about in the times where there were no outsiders. The Mei Chizkiyah, all of Kal Yisrael was there. So basically no one would come, so therefore you'd say definitely the mace came from in Yerushalayim. So if that's the case, so I think it brings Agalei Rufa. So it says, no, there's a limud that you don't. But again, the reason I'm in this toast is that you see that he really is taking this Gemara literally. That if there's another city which is closest, further, but there's more people in that city, so then you'll go to that city, you'll go by that city. Right? Right, like if, for instance, you had, I don't even know how you define these cities, but let's say you found a mace right near, let's say, Farakwai or something, I don't know. But then you had, I don't know how you do these cities, but let's say you found something right outside of Connecticut or something, some city outside of Connecticut, right near there. But you'll say, yeah, but there's a majority of people, are much more people in New York City. So even though it's close to Connecticut, most people, so much more people in New York City, so therefore it's probably the killer came from there, or something like that, I don't know. Point is, I don't think the Rama, I want to look at this, I've never heard of this, it's amazing, the Pasuk doesn't say anything like this. I don't know. B'dilek, of Yesheres Bein Aharon, Dalet. Harama, oh my God, I never saw that before. English Ben Leah Mitzvah, you see that? Harambam Hishmitzah. Rambam erased it. He left this halacha out. Yeah, I've never seen that. So he normally just doesn't quote it. His mom is saying is, he's noticing the same problem. The Rambam, for whatever reason, left this halacha out. Because this is Gemara, it's a halacha. Mamish, you learn out a halacha. Right? Did you learn out a halacha? Bidaleka. Let me see. Rambam Tes Vav. Let me grab that Rambam. It is. Rambam does have it. I didn't know about this halacha. It says it's Tes Vav. Ein ha'ir hakrova mevia. Elo bizman she minyan ha'am sheba kemo minyan hi'ir ha'krechokam yimena. So the only time the Yarkova brings Egla Rufa is if the amount, the minyan of the am in that, the amount of people in that city is equal to the amount of people in the further city. Avalim ha'yu elu sheberechokam irub malan she'akrova yimena. But if the further city has more people, holchan achar harov, then you go by the majority of them, a Reuben, maybe an Agla. And the ones that have more bring the Agla Rufa. Afal pisha holche nachar harov min ha-Torah, holche nachar ha-Karov, even though the Torah goes by Rov and also goes by Karov, harov adif, odif, Rov is more important. Rov is more. Better determinant. So the whole thing, when the Torah is saying, as you measure and all that, is only talking about where they're equal sizes. Right, I mean, it's amazing. Wow. That's what he left out. He's saying the Ram left out the idea of the mountains around it. I guess that's what he left out. The mountains closed it in. But I guess you have to say something like that, because otherwise you have the whole world out there, you know? You're a Chokom Yimen. I mean, you could say a million cities are a Chokom Yimen. So it's going to have to be within, you know, within its vicinity. The same total discussion on the Ramah. It's a nimsa karov liyushan liyir shein ba bezdin. It's close to the ear shein ba bezdin. Anichin osa modim al shahar ayaros esmuchosla. So you measure it to the other closest cities. But I mean, if the whole idea is you're trying to figure out where the mace came from, and you see it go by rov in terms of figuring it out. So if it's aimed, let's say you have two cities of equal size. Or let's say you have two cities of equal size. And one has a bezdin, one doesn't. The closer one has a bezdin. Has no bezdin. The closer one has no bezdin. So he'll say, which one did the mace come from? Well, he'll say, probably the closer one. So I, but it doesn't have a bezin. So he'll say, what do you want me to do? I mean, who cares if it doesn't have a bezin? The bottom line is, what do you say? It came from the killers don't look whether there's a bezin. If anything, it's more likely it came from the one that doesn't have a bezin. There's more, more lawlessness there. So how do you just... So this is kasha. How do you if you this go, you see from this rov and what's it called, Ankarov, that the whole idea is trying to determine which city is close to it, where the killer came from.